The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A good morning of practicing with calming and unifying the mind, or working with concentration or samatha practice in Pali, which has been our theme for today. So, as I mentioned earlier, the word concentration, which is often used, gives a sense of tightening. So in the instructions earlier today, I really tried to emphasize sense of ease and relaxation, because the mind settles when the body is relaxed, at ease, joyous, tranquil. All of these give rise to the mind settling, unifying, and concentrating. So why do we even practice unifying the mind, concentrating the mind? It's really a vehicle for insight, for us to have insight into the nature of our mind and into the nature of reality. And if we think about it, even for basic everyday tasks, everyday insights, we need the mind to be calm to some extent. If the mind is going all over the place, we can't even listen or hear. For example, it's just sitting here in this room right now and listening to me. Your mind needs to have a certain level of calm and settledness for you to hear, listen, comprehend. When you're driving, even if you're going to somewhere you know, you need a certain level of calmness in your mind. If you're thinking about a lot of emotional things and the mind is all over the place, you're going to miss where you're going. So even for everyday tasks in our lives, we need the mind to have a certain level of settledness and calmness. Now, for us to have perspective in our lives, for us to have perspective on the patterns, the habit patterns of our thoughts, or say if there is a situation that is difficult, especially in those situations, it becomes very difficult for us to have a grounding in our mind, a settledness, to feel grounded, to allow the thoughts and emotions to settle, so that a sense of insight into what is really going on and what is the right way for us to act and behave in the world is necessary. So in those situations, this concentration, quote-unquote, or unifying the mind is important. Think about your own life when you've been in turmoil, when having perspective was so difficult, when the mind was pulled in a million directions. And then perhaps a situation where you did take the time to calm the body, to calm the mind through meditation or a walk in nature or exercise or whatever worked for you, when the mind became settled, and then the perspective and insight arose into the situation. So those are ordinary circumstances in our lives when we need the mind to be unified in order to act in a more grounded way, in a more connected way to our intention, into with more connection with our highest intention. And then with the deepest level of insight into the nature of life, into the nature of the three characteristics, the Four Noble Truths, and just the nature of this life, we need the mind to be settled and quiet and sensitive so that it can actually see, really contemplate about life, about our position, about our situation in this world, about about what we call reality, what we call life. To be able to see that with the light of wisdom, which is another word that's used for concentration and settledness of the mind. So the role of concentration and settledness of the mind, unified mind, cannot be underestimated, whether you're just driving in the car, driving around, sitting in the talk, having a conversation with a friend. You need to have a certain level of calmness of the mind to listen to them and also get to be in touch with how you feel about your reactions or your thoughts and modulate all of that and also feel connected and in the present moment with another person you're relating to. So whether we're talking about everyday situations or whether we're talking about sitting on the cushion and actually practicing and looking at the patterns of our mind and trying to also penetrate the nature of reality. We need the mind to be calm. We need the mind to be unified, to be concentrated. And of course, each of these acts in our lives need different levels of concentration, deeper and deeper levels for what we want to do. So the practice that we try to cultivate on the cushion for concentration is trying to calm the mind, and really it's training the mind. It's like training a muscle when you go to the gym and you lift weights over and over again. And that is bringing the mind back gently, ever so gently, over and over and over and over again. I love this image that someone just shared with me in a practice interview, and I'm using with her permission, which is the idea of, say, when a child takes their toy bucket and empties it in the room, and you gently take one toy and put it back in the bucket, okay, and we'll take this, and we'll take the other one, and we'll take the other one, and you collect all these toys one by one gently. That's the level of gentleness that you want to have with collecting your mind from all the distractions that it goes off to when you're practicing concentration, not a sense of, oh, I need to bring it together, I need to unify the mind, calm the mind. That doesn't work. That does not work, and you might have experienced with that this morning. So just very gently, just lovingly, with the same love that you have with the child if you're doing it with them, just gently collecting the mind, really collecting, unifying the mind. And the mind will settle eventually. Again, going back to the metaphor of practicing strengthening your muscle, that repeated, that over and over and over practice, it helps calm the mind and settle the mind. So, in fact, every time your mind wanders off, which all minds do. Anyone notice that this morning when you practiced? Anyone? Yeah. It's just what minds do. So knowing that that's natural, it's normal, it's a part of this practice to recognize that. And in fact, celebrate that as an opportunity to train the mind. Oh, another opportunity, or another toy. Oh, another opportunity, another toy to put in the bin. So I encourage you to experiment with the practice of samatha concentration in your own practice. I know that for me, when I start to sit at the beginning of my sit specially, it's really helpful to practice a few minutes of concentration just to calm the mind, just to bring all the toys back in. Sometimes if my mind is a monkey mind and it's particularly going all over the place, I do use structure. I do use counting, as I shared this morning during the guided meditation. I do use noting in and out with each breath or rising and falling, and then gently with each breath counting 1, 2, 3, up to 10, and then counting again. For me, that's really helpful for a few minutes to just sell the mind, and then it naturally, the scaffolding naturally drops off when the mind is settled and more calm. Experiment for yourself. See if that might be helpful for you, or if it's too heavy, don't use it. And I know that for me, the practice of concentration has been really, really profoundly helpful in my practice on the cushion. I've practiced concentration and jhanas, which are states of absorption, with Pak Sayadaw, and for me, concentration has been really, really helpful for my vipassana and for my insight practice. So, and different people are different. See whatever works for you. So with that, I invite us to sit back again and close our eyes. I invite you to hold whatever arose in your practice this morning with kindness and acceptance. No need to judge. We have set the intention. And we have been doing our best to practice along that intention. And whatever arose, may we hold it with acceptance and kindness. And may the merit of our practice together this morning be a supportive cause and condition for the liberation of all beings, including ourselves. Thank you for your practice and